we can sort of do away with 9.2. It's in the same strategy as 9.2.
Okay. 9.3 treasury and policy structures. We, under observations, we said we should avoid getting into details on voluntary surveillance package because the department hasn't committed itself to this. So how do we structure the sentence on voluntary surveillance package if under observations and findings we said the minister will come and brief us in the next meeting?
It's one process that is
Let's avoid it. Yeah. So that the department should not say we haven't adopted anything as yet. 9.4 graduate scheme. Anything?
This 9.5 reminds me of the discussions that we've had about the so-called double dipping of HOTs, where they disappear from one department and reappear in another after a very short period of time. So I'm suggesting that we need to mention it, although it might not necessarily be at 9.5, but we find space to talk about it as well because it's a possible concept. Thank you.
Is that a term? The minister, I can't remember, she said that now. Is there a moratorium on appointing new DGs or what's happening? Can you clarify? She said something like that yeah. Between now and next year, when there will be a reconfiguration, there's no new appointment. You work with what you have. Well, how did she put it so that I don't misinterpret?
It's a teacher, in the moratorium placed by the presidency on the appointment of a head of department until May next year.
Oh,
but from time to time, it gets listed where they, I wouldn't say get listed, but there are exceptions.
Sure.
Yeah, where it gets them out, but they're in the motel. That's instead of HOTs only.
Okay. So let's note it as Honorable Ntombela is raising it. Whether under noting that we note that the president has put, well, the president who appointed HOTs. At national level, this is as a report of parliament. And then, can you try to simplify 9.5 for people who do, officials who do business with the state? It's quite long. Just go into, we have the details. I think, was it Treasurer and PSC who gave us a long, detailed report on this? Yeah. But just find a way of shortening it, but sticking to the content. Honourable Honourable.
Chair, I also think we missed it because we're saying here the focus should be mainly in the provinces, just that the provinces were high. But I think the issue of the directive that was issued, so I think we must just quote that thing from the, what was that called, that document that went out to everybody and that they should stick to that, I think from 1 April it was. Let me just quote that legal portion there.
Yeah.
Seems now like national departments or business will flourish at national if you say provinces were the only guilty ones.
Yeah, you just refer to that document from Treasurer and CSC so that this paragraph has a meaning. 9.6, again, is about government officials doing business. So this is a measure to try to of them, the PSA working with treasurer, which I ensure that Tesla Central, don't they have this before we conclude? They don't have this system, so that we don't recommend when government, I think also Home Affairs, was it Home Affairs which deals with it? Tim, do you know anything about this 9.6? So we don't make general recommendations, somebody asked us in Parliament, said, but what are you talking about? And not that you are going, you are, so that we don't go into operational matters. Yes, you get the point. Now we're going to CPRO, and once we say the government reflect here that government must deal with this decisively with government officials who do business with the state. As to the operation part of it, I think we should not go there. Because otherwise we'll say, what about SIU? What about the following?
But I thought your request for me to demonstrate was appropriate, maybe off the record. But it's true that this is not irrelevant, it's correct. But the Department of Treasury are working together to block government employees who are on the central the difficulty is that you've got a law, but you still load them in the system, you know. So that process was advanced between before Minister Nene left. So the minister is picking up the pace with Minister Mogherini. So
let's remove the operation part of 9.6 and stick to 9.5 and say this is the problem. And when Wolf van der Voorde said not only concentrated to provinces, it's something that cut across all spheres of government. And if somebody wants the details, we have got the reports from PSC and Treasury. 9.7 is about disciplinary cases. adherence to 90 days. Okay.
Line number 3.
Yes.
Having trained legal experts, suggest that we having enrolled while I'm saying, having enrolled the legal experts in the agency of government rather than government, change that training to as well.
Maybe the field access is wrong, but I think what we were trying to say is that
if you remember, the deputy minister said they've enlisted the services of around 200 legal experts to assist. You remember initially Honorable Lee would tell that with the issue of pushing or bringing down the cases. So the Deputy Minister said they have enlisted the services of almost 200, I think, whether it's legal experts. So let's put it the way that we acknowledge that there are these legal experts, but they should move faster in bringing down, what did she say, Honorable Nebot?
In reducing.
In reducing the disciplinary cases. Yeah, what is a disciplinary case in Afrikaans?
There's a plenary sack.
They say half a crunch is very easy.
There are two languages in Parliament. Maybe in future we'll write the our report in Africa.
No conclusion.
The chair is captured.
Yeah, who has just arrived. All along, it was only Desir who speak up for us. Yeah. Okay, what's the next recommendation? Beer, I'm losing. 9.9 the section on energy. Honorable Nivot, any issue?
I'm English. I'm not because the English part.
Yeah.
So if we keep in 9.9, then the second last line, a credit certificate in order to, and then blah blah blah.
Okay. What that accredited certificate in order to promote professional ethics in the public service. Full stop. 9.10. Maybe the first line, the first sentence might not be very relevant, but the second one is relevant, but include national departments. So that what CPSI does not only relate with provinces, but with all departments across the board, national and provincial. So find a way of including national departments. 9.11. Going to the parliamentary framework. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves on the on the other side of the functions which is not ours. So let's take up 913 and this is the rest, and 914. Public service and administration. And observations and findings on this matter. We said it's a matter that Treasury has to look at to resolve PSC, and we should not get the minister and DPME. We should not get the minister involved and DPME. Otherwise, to be so many people involved. The independence of Treasury is well defined in the Constitution, but what we are worried is about the resourcing of the PSC. So let's be straightforward, and let it be properly resourced to perform its duties without being compromised. 915.
Honourable Liberal.
914.
The second sentence. Do we really need to put that in there, or can it be removed? Do we need that explanation? Because
no. What we are saying is that Treasury, we have to paraphrase the whole sentence, the whole paragraph. Should, as we have noted and made a finding, that we recommend that Treasury should find a way properly resource the PSC so that it functions independently and not be compromised. Find a better phrasing and remove all this DPSA and the minister and DPME.
While the president and everybody else, the new minister are kind of going to reduce the department to a smaller ministry, whatever, just take DPME away and just take DPSA.
We would like to do that, but the president will say to us, you will think now. we wish.
So this committee is very proactive with Tumamil. Yeah, we have been sent to look at the reconfiguration.
So President, we are back.
It's going to be the news headline of that day, that the committee has already gone into details on the configuration.
Okay, thanks. 915. Military hospital. And,
One more.
Military hospital. Find a way of how you phrase this. We don't go into details where should the PSC go to, defense, and there's an issue about that was raised about the military hospital. Maybe it's a matter that we recommend that defense department should get it properly phrased, but should not lose the meaning. And then 916.
Apologies, Chair.
Honourable.
Maybe we can change the sentence around, because we oversight the Public Service Commission. So we can say we request, or the Public Service Commission requests that, etc., etc.
Yeah, I think it's understood that the Public Service Commission should have to look at this issue that has been raised. Then they will report back to us. 916, I think it should flow with what is in 9. Where did we deal with NSG? 918. 918, 919. So find a way of taking 916. I think we're going into another space if we talk about costs, whether they are measurable, cost effective, relevant. It's like we are questioning the curriculum of the NSG. So let us not go into that field. Because you know, when you say something and somebody say, can you substantiate? The next thing you can't substantiate, it's a problem. Honorable Van der Vaart.
Chair, I think the focus was more on quality than on quantity. Remember, because I can't tell us how many officials went through there, but we couldn't meet the quality of that because the department was really bad. And especially then it came up on supply chain management in the department. So maybe we should just put something in there that it must not only be focusing on quantity, but also be ensuring that we have quality outcomes, or I don't know. But there's no motivation or explanation from them on quality coming out of there if your reports from the AG remain so bad.
Yeah, find something that is in the report which we can be able to insert there. And then also the NS 917 should come under 918. I mean, they should flow, but emphasize that departments must pay the NSG within 30 days, as we have done in the, we have noted this. And then it comes at the end. Let all issues that come under one entity follow each other so that there's coherence. Conclusion is, can you shorten the conclusion? It's like it's opening another long issue. It captures so many issues. I've got an issue that we should highlight. You remember in the year under review, PSC raised the issue of women, the issue of gender equity, and people with disability, and the vacant post in general. Here we're talking about the vacant post of the department, but under this vote, because DPSA is responsible for public service in general, they raise the issue of gender equity, and there's a report which we have to raise, and the issue of disability is a very serious matter. The constituents out there want to know. I remember Honorable Nivot went into details. You remember the public works story when they said the buildings are not, what's the correct word, customized, they are not compliant. And we rejected that and said at some stage we'll need the Minister of Public Works to come before us to explain what does he mean. Because from 1994, when we adopted the policy, is that departments, public works must make sure that departments have got lifts, they've got ramps, they've got all those. So let's have something on the women, disabled, and the vacant posts in general, which are 140-something, and make a recommendation. Thanks. We're done with that. We come to I know right here. Let's come to DPME and NYDA. Page 1 on the report, find background and introduction. Page 2, the purpose and the methodology. Page 3, the MDP and the mandate of the department. Page 4, priorities over the medium term. And 6, program performance, budget allocated. Continues to page 5. Page 6, still budget and sub-programs. Budget, yeah, and the programs. Estimates, MTF. Page 7, program 1, administration. It goes up to page 8. Page 8, program 2. It continues until page 10. Program 3. Setup planning and monitoring, page 10. Program 4, public sector monitoring and capacity. Program 5, page 11, frontline and citizen-based citizen service delivery monitoring. Page 12, program 6, and program 7. Honorable Cousin.
Exactly the same, and I don't think we need both of them. And of course we have to decide whether the Auditor General is singular or plural, because in the first instance you say Auditor General AG has audited, and then in the next one you say the Auditor General AG have audited. My suggestion, Chair, is that we strike out the first paragraph completely, and then we leave 8.1a under, we leave 8 as Auditor General outcomes as fine, and then 8.1 predetermined objectives is fine, and then we say the Auditor General has, and then we will assess.
Great. Thanks, Honorable Mikawa. Page 19. Achievement of land target, Honorable Ntao.
The first sentence, the AG refers to the annual performance report on pages, and it's as if sometimes it is more and sometimes it's one page. That S actually should not be in brackets, it should be part of on pages 21 to 72.
Okay. Yeah, pages 21 until information and and when you make a reference to the document, you must make a proper reference. It should not be like the report is for us, somebody who comes after 100 years. Have you been to the library? There are old documents of 18 something. So just where you make a reference, make a reference as this document, and then somebody will go and get that document. Page 20.
Just on page 19 at the bottom.
Well, bon,
at the bottom of page 19, 815, the internal controls, even S, because we're talking about more than one, in the department were considered. So it's sort of plural controls.
Okay. You correct that. And then 9, observations and findings. Another point.
Thank you. 9.1. I suggest that the sentence from the sentence starts with clean audits, which is the best sentence from the top. Clean audits are as a result of numerous factors, partial agreements, so on, be done away with.
Okay. So let's be straightforward on observations and findings. 9.1.2.
9.1.2. The first line where the Department of Planning, Monitoring, Evaluation achieved that had is superfluous. We don't need it. The department achieved
76%
of whatever it is.
Yeah, you see, now we are getting into serious English. Yes. Then 913.
Chair 913, we don't need the fully supports. The committee is not a price singer, it's just a body. We support or we don't support. We don't do you or half do you. So we can say the committee supports.
Okay.
The
price singer.
It demonstrates the commitment of the officials to the politicians.
Okay.
Official overreach.
Okay, let's remove the that full honorable tau. Is it an adjective or what is it? When you qualify.
Right. It's an adverb. Most of the time there are adjectives here you don't need in the report.
Yeah.
Adjectives are very dangerous.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, name 4.
Chair, just read this and you see where the problem lies. The department's responsibility of monitoring the implementation of the National Development Plan has to be accelerated. Doesn't make sense to me. What are we saying? My sense is that we would like to say that the department's responsibility to monitor, not of monitoring, but to monitor the implementation of the National Development Plan has to be, we have to do something, either strengthened or enhanced or reinforced, but accelerated doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, I think what we should do, if you remember, we had the presentation from the commission, which raised issues about the pace at which they are implementing, government is rolling out the plan, that we might not achieve the goals by 2030. So say something so that it does not, somebody will say, why, what is the reason for accelerating, based on what? And so the rationale is that there is an issue about the pace at which the plan is being implemented, and from the look of things we might not, so that when you come to the monitoring part of the department as raised by Honorable Mtau, you justify where does that sentence come from. Mm-hmm. Yes, because we got a briefing. If somebody question us, you say no, we got a briefing and there's an issue with the rollout and it does not look like we are going to achieve that. The third target. 915. The framework is
that 9.5 on the next page, Chair, on page 21, second line from the bottom of the thing, where the committee cautioned the department to extensively consult all stakeholders, should, I believe, be particularly local government. Stakeholders, particularly, not the local government, but local government before the bill can be advertised.
Okay. So, deal with that, because you remember Deputy Minister raised this matter that local government is resisting sort of in accepting this, because they think national government is getting into their space. So as we are looking at local government in particular, 916. Okay. National Evaluation Plan 9.7 was not final.
9.7. Maybe that second last line where the department introduced through the mandate paper requirements in order to enforce. Departments. You can't enforce departments. You can pressurize them, you can bully them, you can do all sorts of things, but you can't enforce departments. Or maybe we want to say we want to force them. I don't think that would be appropriate. But what I would suggest is that we say mandate paper and in brackets, blah, 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 requirements to pressurize departments to take various evaluation plans, and it has to be plural plans, seriously. Because our complaint was that they don't seem to take those plans seriously.
Okay, yeah. Let's start as to what the correct phrasing. To what extent can a DPME instruct other departments?
They don't
the department or school. The fact that they are in the presidency, they are not the president.
That's one of the weaknesses. So we can say we can, president to do it, but we cannot.
Yeah. Let's find the better phrasing, whether these are guidelines or what are these, so that we phrase it correctly.
9.8.
Yeah,
the third line, the committee welcomed the state of the head. So far, the MOABA has launched 5 offices. The last line there. So far, the MOABA has launched 5 offices in 5
territories.
Yeah.
So for a good
word,
not
have told that. I can deal with that.
You see now, we taught you language. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now 9.10.
9.10, Chair, I think it's one of those things that the system does to fill the lines. That no at the end should be no. So that R should go, but then we can otherwise people will want to know what they're talking about.
Where are we?
First line.
Okay.
The committee learns with this that some government departments are not, which is, it says no, but it should be are no longer prioritizing youth development. So that R is not appropriate there. It should be no longer, but it's a bit properly structured.
Okay. Is it a youth directorate or is it youth desk? Let's get it right. What was the secular all about? Is it a desk or is it a desk? Within you know,
the desk exists in the in fact, if you look at it, honourable members, we're talking about the directorate within the structure, organizational structure of the department.
What director?
They call them unit or section or but in most cases they are referred as directorate. So we are talking
about desks are in municipalities.
The desks are in the premier of offices. The youth desk. They're in the premier's office. But the point was in 2004 where the cabinet decided that each and every department should establish a youth directorate.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 2004, but I'll check which year, but it was a decision of a cabinet decision.
Honorable Kassim.
Chair, I wasn't here last week. It's the first time the NYDA is speaking about this issue, actually. It's not been in any of the other reports that they've made to the committee to say that they're monitoring this issue of whether or not every department must have a youth directorate. Because that is quite, if it's a cabinet decision, it's a cabinet decision. But it has far-reaching consequences. Yeah. Does the Department of Public Service and Administration have a youth directorate? Remember, a directorate is different from a desk. A directorate means you have a director and an entire different departments within a directorate. Now, if it's a directorate, it's made up of a number of departments. If it's a department, it's something different. If it's a desk, it's also something completely different as well. So unless we're just reflecting on a cabinet decision, but from what I can see here,
is that it seems as if the committee last week, I wasn't here, I'm not sure, but it seems as if the committee accrues with this cabinet decision, or has reflected on the cabinet decision to say that, you know, all departments must be engaged with by the NYTA to establish species directorates. I'm not sure, I wasn't here a chair, but I'm not sure if the committee actually engaged with that matter.
I think we'll look into the record, because what the NYDA was raising was that the department has abandoned in the main youth program, where they are supposed, within all their programs, amongst others, to have programs on youth, which cut across without being specific, that it was not like a structure. And then when you go down, they, I think they talked about that in the municipalities, districts and local. But Premier's offices, I think there's got a chapter on NYDA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, let's just check the
So let's look at that, and we'll check that decision that you're talking about before. What time are we meeting tomorrow? So between now and tomorrow morning, check these things so that it does not go into our record.
And we'll be cutting public service.
Okay, the secretariat will go and work on this. So let's note it. But I think the main is those programs, implementing the plan. 9-11. In terms of it, did we specify that it should be, which one was that? We didn't specify it. So it's all CETAs across the board. Okay. And then 9-12. What are we talking about here? In simple terms, 9-12, norms and standards. The National Youth Service Program has to be presented to the committee to determine whether they are within the spirit of National Youth. What are we doing?
If you remember, I think this point was raised by Honorable Mamadouba when the NYDA reported that they sort of finalized the norms and standards for the National Youth Service Program. And the Honorable Member requested that those norms and standards has to come to the committee for the committee to give them, to interrogate them before they can approve these norms and standards on National Service Program. So if I still remember, the matter was raised by the Honorable Duma. Mm-hmm. So unless it's not proper, it's probably accepted.
Yeah, let's check, because you see, when you talk about separation of powers, there are powers for the executive, which initiate and do this and that, and then they come here to Parliament for accountability. So we play oversight role. We don't dictate what they should do in coining their policies. And so because if every time when they start a policy initiative, we say, before you adopt, come to us, they will drag us into their problems. Mm. And so, but Parliament told us not to do this. And then Parliament finds itself on the wrong side of the law. It's like, even before a bill comes to Parliament, somebody rushes to the court, and the court will say, but there's no act here, what are you coming here to do? This thing is just discussed out there. So let's look at our parameters, and just look at the background against which it was raised, so that we don't put it straight like you can't do this before you come to Honorable Kasim.
I agree with you, Chairperson. I think the problem with this 9.12 is the wording. In that it says, you know, these long-term standards have to be presented before the committee to determine X, Y, and Z.
Wait, Honorable Kasim, whose phone is ringing? Okay. Put it on silence or switch off. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chair. We don't have the authority to dictate or to ratify norms and standards and regulations and so forth. Many of those things are within the ambit of the minister. What I suggest is maybe then changing the wording. If Honourable Ntombazana wanted those norms and standards to be presented to the committee, I think then it was a request to say, you know, that the committee requested for the norms and standards to be presented to the committee so that the committee can express an opinion or input, give input, whatever it is.
Yeah, let's find a way of getting this report, that after they will have completed their process, we will be interested in having a look at them, but not get into the executive terrain, otherwise we will be found to be wanting. 9.13 concurs.
The committee fully concurs.
Praise singing. Okay. Let's go to recommendations. 10.1.
10.1, Chair, again, one of those arguments we talked about earlier, the Department of Early Monitoring and Evaluation should intensively ensure. Just ensure. Take on the intensity, just ensure consultation happens.
Okay. The intensively there. And then 10.2. The job summary. Yeah. Okay, yeah. This was the decision of the committee. And the department committed itself that they will come and brief us on the stimulus package, the job summit, and I think the investor conference is something that it falls under DTI. 10.3 and Vision 2030. Try to summarize this recommendation in line with our observation of having raised a concern on the implementation of the NDP. But there's too many things there. There's a fifth government, let's remove all those governments and stick to the NDP. Honorable Mustafa.
I would say I agree with you, Chair, because I'm going to suggest we do that, because we normally refer to the fifth parliament, not the fifth government, the seventh government. So I agree, if we do what you suggest, then it will sort out the problem.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Mtao. 10.14. Okay, medium term. Okay, 10.15. Let's steer away from 10.15. You remember, DPME is their wish to have a special planning to come to DPME, and land reform say no, it's our competence. Once Parliament takes this decision, we are putting executive into trouble. Remember the transfer and the assignment of functions. unless it's strictly mentioned in the constitution, it's the responsibility of the president. If it's something which is in the constitution and the legislation, the president can reassign through a proclamation. So it's an executive competence. So let us completely take this one up. Honorable Cassie.
Chair, I mean, I don't have an opinion either way on this particular issue, and I agree with you that we cannot dictate to the executive, but surely Parliament can express an opinion. I mean, that's the point that I want to make. If this committee believes that a particular responsibility should be in one department and not in another, that might be the discretion of the president. But the Parliament is allowed to express an opinion, make a recommendation. These are recommendations, these are not decisions that we're making. I just wanted to raise that for something to consider.
Yeah, if you remember, it is the wish of DPME to have this competence. And we have been met Rural Development Department to understand their view. So if ourselves as this committee makes that opinion, you might find we'll set departments against each other and we'll put the president in a difficult position. So like we do with Treasury, and remember we still have an outstanding meeting with the Minister of Finance on the issue of vacancies, SSA and others. So we can also do the same, that at some stage we might want to meet rural development to understand what's the problem. Remember in the beginning, the very same DPME has a problem with local government on the framework bill on planning. Now it's another problem with another department. So it should not be like, well, we're the devil's advocate. They can't win the battles in cabinet, but they've got friends in Cape Town who will assist them to win their... so let's be careful on the issue of separation of powers. That this matter, we can say we have come to notice that there is an issue between the two departments on spatial planning. We urge that the cabinet or the president should finalize as to where should that competence be resident. We are interested in the function being performed, because in the process, when there is a tussle, you might find it paralyzes both of them. Nobody is rendering the function. But what the Act says now, the Special Planning and Land Management Act, it says that the function is in land reform.
Yeah.
So DPME, for some reasons, they say we want this competence. So we said, but you have to take all the staff and all who are resident in that. So, and it's going to be a long process. So we can raise a concern about contestation on the issue of spatial planning. And it is in the interest of the country that there must be certainty where that this function must be rendered despite their contestation. So I think within that spirit, we can find a way of raising the matter. And then 10.6. Evaluation plans. Okay. NYDA 10.7.
Chair, just it's a minor issue. We could leave it like that, but actually, when we do, we're actually amending the Act, so it's just one amendment. But it brings them on the second line, should speed up the amendments of the, so it should be the amendment of the Act.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we have on the amendment of the NYGA Act of 2008. Okay. Honorable Kassim.
10.8.
Yeah. 10.8.
I think it's the same problem that we encountered earlier, the thing of this director, to check that, okay, and whether or not that is actually the recommendation of this committee.
Yeah. Let us deal with this thing proper and get the cabinet resolution so that what we note and what we resolve, there should be coherence. 10.9. Okay, record. 10.10. This should be ensured through the adverse, not discriminating against the TVET qualifications and expresses stating that young graduates from TVET colleges are... let's not design the advert. I think the president said that... there are certain categories of posts which there should be no requirement on experience. I don't think he said all of them. Because you can't say there's no, you don't need an experience on chief directors and DGs. What was the issue?
From what I read here, Chair, it says if we are saying that all government posts should be open to graduates of TVET colleges, which I'm not sure that's something that this committee would want to agree with, because it's as if you're saying, if you're going to be a DG, it's fine if you came through a TVET college. You know, we can't have any higher academic qualification next to that, which I don't think is correct, because there are specialized qualifications that are required for specific competencies in government. If you want to be a municipal manager, you can't just become a municipal manager. There are specific courses that you have to pass before you can be eligible to become a municipal manager. So I wasn't sure about this point. I know that it might seem like a good idea to the NYTA. It doesn't seem like a good idea to the committee. Otherwise, we cannot include it in the recommendation.
Yeah, if... Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I think the spirit that it should not appear like the qualifications for the TVET colleges are lesser or they're being undermined.
Mm-hmm.
It should be noted that the students who come from the TVET colleges are as important as those that come from other universities. Of course, it all depends on the particular field that you're applying for,
mm-hmm.
but they should be considered as well.
Any proposals?
I think that is the spirit in which it was made. So it's a matter of coinage.
Thanks, Honorable Tomer. Honorable Patin?
Yeah, I think the best way to carry the spirits, Chair, would be to say that that special consideration should be given to the applicability of TVET college qualifications to government vacancies. And where this applies, it should be advertised as such.
Okay, let's do like this. Let's get the decision of the president. Can you assist him? So that we are, is it ours is oversight. It's not to instruct. So the president said something on experience. And this must be implemented by departments. And that's where the NYDA is worried, that the youth are still discriminated on the issue of... It's just that when they came with TVET, you know, in the midst of debate, you get agitated that some people are not taken on board because of this. But let's take the spirit of the president as a criteria that of experience without getting into TVET universities. What is the other universities? What is University of Technology?
They're no longer.
What are they called?
Comprehensive
universities. They're still valid. University of Technology.
Kasim, don't bring things which have not been enacted. For now, there are universal technologies and TVET. So, can you assist them with that decision of the president on the experience, so that we capture it properly? Yeah, which addresses the youth employment. Yeah, the address. Yeah, another thing.
Yeah, Chair, you also remember that the chairperson of the MRGA mentioned specifically the reception that don't require experience for reception, but in other cases, mention is made of experience on the post about the reception, what is the experience for. So it was just it means in particular
entry level.
That
should
be
fine.
Yeah.
So because we're playing the monitoring and oversight role, let's get what the president exactly said. Because if we don't do that and we say something else, it will be misconstrued that Parliament says there's no need for experience across the board when you apply for government posts. So let's get what the President said and said, but the department seemingly are not moving at speed to implement this decision, so that we find ourselves in a better position. Kasim?
I really don't want to waste the time of this committee, but I'm very concerned about a particular sentiment. There's no problem with going to look at what the President said, and if the committee wants to recommend on the implementation of what the President said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what I don't want us to get into the sentiment of Chair is that Parliament cannot disagree with Cabinet or Chair. Or Cabinet cannot express an opinion which is different from the President or the Executive or the Minister, etc. and so forth. Because that's our role. Oversight means if you disagree with something, you recommend something different, or you recommend something that you believe is better. So it may be not relevant to this particular point. It's just the sentiment that I'm a bit worried about, Chair, that we are allowed as Parliament, if we believe that there's something different. I don't think it's in this case. But if we believe that if we disagree with something of the President or government, we're allowed to express an opinion of that. It's how we play our accountability role. We cannot direct them to do anything, but we can recommend something different.
No, you are right. Parliament is a decision-making arm of government. Judiciary makes decisions. Executive makes decisions. It's just that on this one, Honorable Kasim, we wanted to get the background. As you can see, it's a busy resolution. Mm-hmm. It has got TVET, it has got this and that. So that what we recommend, which the Assembly will make it a decision, we have the proper background. Otherwise, it's of no use that this committee will present a report which is clumsy in before that House. Quality is also very important. Collectively, people say, these people, how do they say these things which don't exist? So, by tomorrow when we meet, we'll have a clear background that it was against this background that this is recommended, so that all of us are at the same wavelength. And you are right, where we differ with the executive, we say this is how it should be done. Hence, there are reports that come to Parliament and get adopted, and executive implement those reports without fail. Otherwise, if not, a minister must come back and explain why is he not implementing them. So it was about the background and the context, so that we don't lose that. Honourable Chair,
then it should be as a reference, like we referred to Sonar, NDP, and any other document that mentions it. Not necessarily that all would agree to that recommendation, but if it was made officially, then obviously it's referring to that. It's not the committee, because obviously we reserve our rights on that.
Yeah.
So tomorrow when we meet, I think you will have assisted us with DPSA to get that, so that we can make a clear recommendation on the issue of youth experience and the problem of unemployment. 10, 11. Honorable Mtau, there is an English problem somewhere. Services to attract the more young to utilize the services. Yes, Honorable Kazim.
Chair, I'm fine with 11 if we fix that issue. I wanted to ask, is it possible to make an additional recommendation?
Okay.
It's always been done in previous municipal art reports of this committee, particularly as it relates to the spending patterns of the entity. Previous financial year, over 50%, I think it was 51%, 52% of the budget was spent on staffing costs and administration costs. The reason why, and I agree with you, we cannot maybe refer to in this report to future spending, but what we do know is in the budget that were adopted, 61% of the budget, balloons now, 61% of the budget is going to be on administration costs and employee costs. The effect of that is that program one, economic participation, the program that is funding young people to start businesses, the budget is going to in the future decrease by 25 million. Program two, skills and education, the budget is going to decrease by 11 million. So the money that actually could be spent on funding businesses and that is being reduced in favor of administration costs and employee costs. I think what I wanted to suggest is a recommendation from the committee to say that the NYDA should make an effort to curtail the administration and employee costs in favor of spending more on skilling and funding the businesses of young people, something along those lines. Just as a principle, recommendation.
Yes, I think you are right. It is within the spirit of the problem that we are having with the COE, compensation on employees. Compensation, is it compensation of employees? And it was against that background that we said DPSA and Treasurer should come to us at some stage, because we are the most relevant committee on this matter. Why is this talk of compensation of employees? Because I can't remember whether it was the Deputy Minister who said, if you look at the ratio of the, how do they use this term, whether it's 100 per, I don't know, there's a ratio of public servants as against the population. Yeah, something like that. That in Botswana they have the same, but they don't have the problem of compensation of employees. Here, if you look at where international standards, the number of government employees are much lower. But the problem in South Africa is the wage bill, which is very, very high. So that was said in passing without giving us all the facts. So I think you are very right, and it cut across now. You were not here last week. You will see when we come to status A. Status A is now having the problem that they no longer have, I can't remember, that 80-something million. They have gone to take money for goods and services to compensate for employees. So, yeah, let us say something along that line, which is general, but as is raising it under youth, that it's going to be a problem when the NYDA is like any other department, because it was formed as an agency to deal with developmental issues, but now it's like any other department which is consumed by a wage bill for public service. So find a way of coining that, and then find a way of also reworking on the conclusion. Let's work on the last report on that's SA. Honourable Mutau.
The conclusion. First paragraph, second last line, interpreting of course government and ensure alignment of sector plans, not sectors plans. Sector, singular, sector plans. And the next line, the National Youth Development Agency remains a beacon, take out the S, it remains a beacon of hope and inspiration, not aspiration, because if they aspire to something else among young people. I think we also should say grant funding and the Solomon Matlangu scholarship program. And I would like to make a suggestion just from style. The next two paragraphs are stating new things, ideas. For instance, the committee noted that much has been achieved in this regard. It's an observation, so I would think instead of having it in the same paragraph, start a new paragraph which says the committee has done that, then it isolates it nicely, and then going down the line again, when we talk about the governance cluster is commended for its make it separate paragraph, because these are three different things. If you put them in the one paragraph, you don't get the essence of what you're trying to say there. Just this suggestion.
Okay, the drafting format, let's look at that, not lose the meaning of what we want to convey. Then the we are coming to step. Yeah, step A. Anything on background and introduction? Will I find anything on the tables, page 2? The method? Page 3, MDP, State of the Nation Address, Mandate of State SA. Page 4, Strategic Priorities. Because it can't be just a standalone quotation. This is what the president said. in the State of the Nation address, and then quote it as it is. Once it's a quotation, you can't change what is contained there. What you can do, you can have a paragraph before, a sentence before or after, to contextualize the quotation. So that's what it is. So if you look at it is now, it's just a quotation and full stop. So somebody does not understand why are you quoting the son by the president. So let's contextualize why did the president raise this matter, so that it speaks to the issue that comes after or before. So just work on that mandate, very clear and strategic priorities. Page 4, the program, budget allocated and expenditure, continues in page 5, page 6 is the budget, program 1, administration, program 2,
paragraph under administration. Paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4.
One paragraph four. Okay.
After, all right, the sentence that is since October 2016. South Africa has never held position as a result of the CPA budget. The A is left out.
Okay. As a result.
As a result of the CPA budget cut in the institution.
Okay. Thank you.
Page 7.
The last paragraph. Let's move to page 8. Honorable Kasim.
You know, the reason why I asked the question is because should it not say as a result of the CFDF budget cut and as a result, it's not just a result of the budget cut, it's also a result of the freeze in appointments. There's a freeze in appointments since 2016. The only exception was made for the statistician general post. All of the rest is a freeze. I think it's important to note that.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's there in the report.
Yeah,
we'll capture it properly. They, in the annual report, they properly captured that the only position filled was the SG. The rest, that's where the problem lies with the compensation of employees and the vacancies. And then page 8, economic statistics. Page 9, program on population and social statistics. Then methodology, standards and outreach. 11, program 5, statistical support and informatics. 6, statistical collection and outreach. 7, survey operations. 9, auditor general outcomes. 9.1, the opinion, compliance, monitoring. Then let's move to observations and key findings. 10.1, just a noting. 10.2,
under 10.2.
Yes.
The fourth line. Okay, compensation of employees puts a risk on staff SA. Not puts the risk on the statistics. No, it's on the organization. The risk is on the organization, not the staff themselves.
Oh, yes. No, no, you're right.
Let's
say they
put
statements at
risk, not
put
the
risk
on,
just the...
Yeah.
No, okay. What's on the grammar? 10.3. It's budget. Yes, Honourable Kasim?
Yeah, just in the last sentence, the committee has also agreed that the matter should receive necessary attention of the Minister of Finance. It should either receive the necessary attention of the Minister, or it should receive necessary attention from the Minister. But it can't be necessary. I think we should just say the necessary attention. Otherwise you say necessary attention from the Minister of Finance.
Okay, let's do that, and then when we come to recommendation, I think we must recommend as to what is it that we expect. It's from our noting, 10.4.
I think it would be useful just to add in there the moratorium.
Okay, the critical post has been vacant for a long time, and the regulators that... let me get it clear. Is there a moratorium, or the Treasury just decide not to fund composition of employees? What is applicable?
There is an actual moratorium on the filling of any vacancies. So there are vacancies. They are not allowed to fill any vacancies. It's not that they're just unfunded, but they're not allowed, because you'll find some departments, even if the vacancy is not funded, they will still fill it. And then they'll overspend on the budget. But there's an actual moratorium on the filling of vacancies and any new appointments.
Yeah, because I want us to be specific when we come to status say how that moratorium is affecting this entity, so that we refer to it without being general, because it might be relevant, the moratorium in certain departments which maybe do not render an essential service like this one. So we can say we acknowledge the moratorium, however, when it comes to status A, this is how it's affecting the entity. So look at the issue of the moratorium, Secretariat, so that we are sure what is it that Treasury is implementing. Because the problem is when there are funded posts, all of a sudden there's no longer a budget. And like said, they said these are not new posts. These posts were there. People left. And every time somebody leaves, they are not allowed to fill. So I didn't get it clear. Why should that be the case? Something as when you apply to change the organogram and have new post. But if people are there, the post is budgeted for. So get it clear so that we deal with what the Honourable Kasim is raising, and so that in our recommendation we are specific. And then 10.5, it should be added in the post. Okay. Well, this is the case study that the Statistician General gave. Okay. 10.6.
Okay.
Honorable Nevot.
And the 10.6.
Yes.
The last sentence. New opportunities to interview and capture, must capture something, maybe capture data electronically, not capture electronically, because you need to capture something.
Do you want to go to the commission? Will you come back? Because you don't play in that commission. You must be an angel if you want to go there. Okay, Honorable Nibot, we'll get that so that there's something missing. Yes, okay. 10.7. Assure the committee that they will continue.
Chair?
Yes, it's honorable.
And 10.7. I think it would be better to put a full stop somewhere. So I'd say the last or maybe the third line. Africa, comma, acting in terms of section 15, entry on land or premises, full stop. Then any failure to grant enumerators access could result in a fine not exceeding R10,000 or imprisonment, full stop.
Okay. The data that they are collecting on the farms. Okay. Then 10.8, okay. Honorable
Kassim. Yeah, I don't think we should say women's. We should just say the employment committee notice the employment of women.
Employment of women has to be prioritized instead of the committee then of women. And it's a management position.
Unless the perpetual position like human something.
So under when we open the sentence we should note something which is a problem.
No, the second sentence. The committee noted that employment of women, women apostrophe, the apostrophe S must be taken away.
In senior management, we are still below 50%, which is a requisite benchmark. Okay. And then 10.9. So there is a budget for census 2021.
Yes, for the
okay. Then 10.10, the committee compliments. Okay, innovation of, what do they call it? Industrial, what? Revolution. Then this is fourth industrial
revolution.
So,
why not the third?
Are we in the third? My friend is South Africa, we're not even in the third. No, we want to move into 10.11. Honorable Kassim?
On the second line, it should be third basis.
Okay, the committee appreciates the assurance given to each by South Africa, and then?
That's their basic.
Their basic?
Yes, you can't say their basic.
Oh, okay.
That's the basic.
Okay.
The medical thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Then let's move to recommendations. The two and policy aspects. 11.1. And then so that's to drive statistical. What is this amendment all about? come here, Mike.
All right, Chair, currently statistic status aid is amending the act. So it has been like, I think it's almost 2 years now in the process of amending the act. So the recommendation, why this recommendation is because of we want them to also to see that process of amendment of the act. And the committee be briefed about it in this fourth quarter. It has been there for quite some time, and they've done the consultation. And last time when they reported, I think on the third quarter, they've said that they are ready to submit the amendment to the committee because they have said through the cabinet.
Has the bill been submitted to Parliament? By the minister?
No, Chair. So we normally we thought that if we get just a briefing the committee so that we by the time when the bill is tabled in Parliament, then the committee is fully aware of what the amendments are all about.
Yeah, because I want us to be very clear on a legislative cycle as to at what stage of the bill do we come on board as a committee and we are a parliament. If cabinet is initiating something somewhere and they haven't come to us, do we tell them that we want that bill even before they bring it here? Isn't there a legislative cycle? They initiate the department and they even do their own public hearings at an executive level. But if it's not here, can we instruct a department to bring a bill to Parliament? Because the question why I'm asking is that if the Minister of DPME, who is also responsible for status, has not yet deposited the bill to the Speaker through that process. On what basis will status brief us and we instruct that they expedite the bill? So I don't want us to find ourselves on the wrong side of the legislative cycle. We'll have to look at that. Honorable Kassim.
Chair, I hear you. I think that's the ordinary manner in which amendment bills are dealt with. I just need to brush up on my rules, Chair. Maybe we need to just check it. But there are different ways that legislation can come through Parliament. If it's new legislation, it can come from Cabinet. There can be a private member's bill, etc. and so forth. If we are amending a bill, if we are amending an act, if we're going to introduce an amendment bill, is it only the minister that can deposit it? Can the committee not do that under yourself as the chairperson of the relevant committee? Is that not something that is possible to initiate the process? I'm just asking from a rules point of view, Chair, maybe we want to check with you.
Yeah, I think in this regard it will have to be the minister. The arrangement that is there is that the Deputy President, who is the leader of government business, from time to time meets with the Speaker and then comes with the number of bills that will be tabled at a given time. And then the Speaker lists them through the ATC and through the whole process. And then those bills come to committees. Of course, they are tabled by various ministers. And as you have said, there's a private member's bill. It takes another route. But in this case, it should come through the normal process that the leader of government business, the president, speaker, the particular minister tables the bill. It gets registered, the speaker refers it to a particular committee, and then we process it. And so, because I want us, as you said, the rules if we find ourselves setting other rules other than those which have been adopted by Parliament, the committee can be questioned for tabling reports which start to question standard rules of procedure. We might have the desirability to get this matter dealt with expeditiously, but how do we raise it? Because once it's a recommendation, and Parliament, after we have recommended, the Parliament will adopt the report. And once it's adopted, it becomes the report of, it must be implemented without fee. Honourable Kassim.
Chair, I completely understand what you're saying. All that I was recommending was to say, can we check the rules before making a decision tomorrow? Because I must just check the rules myself. If I understand correctly, that's one process where the leader of government business will set the legislative agenda of the executive and will set it with the speaker, because the speaker needs to prioritize or choose to prioritize which part of that agenda is going to be processed in a particular term. So what I want us to check, I mean, if we say we want to leave it up to the minister, that's fine. We can definitely say that it's fine. But what I want us to check is, does the rules allow for the committee to initiate a process of hearing from an entity if they believe the act that is relevant to them needs to be amended, why it needs to be amended, and what, whether we can initiate such a process. I was just saying, don't you want to check the rules, then we can make a decision on the recommendation tomorrow.
Okay. we'll look at that and the advice. When I was in the other committee on appropriations and transport, we used to have legal advisors, this parliamentary legal team. Can you talk to them so that we have clarity on the matter that you are raising and the issue that is raised by Honorable Kassim, so that our report is tight on the processes. 11.2 Honorable Tomlin.
11.2 I suggest that level 2 has been covered at 10.9 under the observations. On the issue of ring fencing by the National Treasury. It says almost the same thing.
Okay. So
I don't know whether the issue of side effects in this particular instance, Chair, is correct language. I don't know whether it's a literal or a figurative expression.
It's a medical concept, probably.
The matter is just about the 10.9. I don't know whether it's still in the
oh, okay. All right. Let's take it out and make sure that what we want is that money should remain in place. Nothing should be done to it between now and 2021, and remove this sort of thing. As Honorable Ntombela says there on 10.9. Honorable Kassim?
Chair, I actually agree, because this is not a recommendation, it should be an observation. We are not recommending anything in that point. If you want to recommend something about the censor, then it should rather be, Chair, it should rather be about the committee being briefed on any other issues that could compromise the census. But if we're happy without having that, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But I agree with the Honourable Member, this is an observation, it's already an observation, there's nothing being recommended in that point.
Okay, thanks, Honourable Kassim, Honourable Tomlin. 11.3, let's be specific here, because if you remember, I'm not sure whether we have done it in observation, the status age was worried more on this entity. Has got a specific number of posts that they are requesting that they should be filled for them to carry out these responsibilities. And then even a budget that they are requesting. I'm not sure if whether either in the observations or in the recommendations we should not bring that into the report, so that we are not seen to be talking in general terms. How many posts which are critical there? I think it's 140 something, and which is equal to so much in budgetary terms. Because if this institution can collapse the way they were presenting the case last week, it's like if things continue as they are, in 12 months' time, the institution will no longer be the same. Even you remember the SG said people will even start to question the quality of their reports, because they will know that highly skilled people have left that institution. How do you come to this? You remember when there was a debate between Auditor General and SG, when the Auditor General were muting on the issue of them auditing not only the financials, but even auditing, how did they put it?
The independent.
I can't remember. But it's like they want even to audit the way that and there was, you remember, there was a sour debate between the two when they were questioning each other. That who are you? Nobody questions your independence. Who are you to come here and question our independence? So let's look at the issue of those posts, and because in the main, status A was raising the issue of unfilled vacancies. On the general operations and SS 21, they don't have a problem. So let's be specific on this one, unlike on the department which carry lots of the responsibilities. 10, 11, 4. Okay, it's the same thing with vacancies. If you look at 11.3 and 11.4, I think they are related. So let's find a way of fusing them to be one recommendation and not lose the meaning of what we want to convey. The independence of status A vis-a-vis operational expected, the committee edges. Do we raise a debate between ourselves in the report? Auditor General hasn't taken a decision as yet. They were just raising an issue whether they can start to audit the performance and not. How did they put it?
Operation.
The operation.
Yeah.
Do we raise it here in the debate? And what is the recommendation?
The recommendation, Chair, is to the effect that maybe they can sit down and have a memorandum of understanding between themselves. That is what we thought Parliament should recommend in terms of, because they did it in front of the committee. So we can have something to say about it, Chair.
Yeah, you see, the problem with the AG, those who are there do not have a mandate even to raise certain issues, because they are not the Auditor General himself. They are officials who are responsible for different entities and different departments. And in the process, they raise issues which is not within their competence. Unless if we have met the Auditor General and we say, can you come to the committee? We are told you want now to start to audit the, what you said, they want to audit the operations of the state SA. Then he confirms because he's the one who has the mandate. But who can move it? What overreach? Unless we want to, you see, the other time, you remember when we were having a meeting at Good Hope, we left to have a meeting of institutions supporting democracy. The AG was there, SSA, and everybody. I don't know how we emphasize the independence of SSA without talking about the Auditor General, because that thing is not official. Whether under observations or at the introduction of the report, so that we don't start something which is not there. It's just started by Gamukhechi and Makwetu will say, no.
No, I was saying, Chairperson, I think that the need that we bring these institutions under one to iron this out, because it has got a negative effect on the administration as a whole. We talk about the administrative and political interface that sometimes have tensions. So it's apparent that between the administration itself, there are issues that need. So I think we need to bring them in front of this. Because that was a very serious
debate.
If Magwetu was
there,
it would have been Magwetu versus Marulega. So Marulega was just pulling back because they were sort of going for that lady one way or the other one. But I think it's a very serious matter. When I looked at the fashion expression and how Manulega was emphasized, it was very serious here. So it needs our attention.
Maybe to
assist.
I think let's emphasize this in the report, the independence. Because that's as much as politically they are under the minister, but as SSA, they are an independent organ. And they don't report to the minister on how they are going to issue the report on inflation, on what. They take the decisions themselves and go straight to the public and take ownership. But politically, somebody must present their budget and advocate their matter in government. And so there's independent part. I think we can emphasize it either under background or introduction, just to re-emphasize who they are. But at some stage, when we meet the AG, we can say there was this matter that we are told. You remember we gave them an example that at some stage, Auditor General wanted to audit portfolio committees. Yes, I think I was in transport by the end. Do we have any other issue before we adjourn? Honorable Kassim?
Just for information purposes.
And Honorable Nivot? Yeah, Honorable Kassim.
On the issue of legislation.
Yes.
Just for information purposes, go to 68.
We have left what? 11.2.
Yes,
go to 68 indicates that any committee or member can introduce legislation. In fact, Rule 259 deals with the legislation that is introduced by a member of the cabinet. But apart from a money vote, say for a money vote, all legislation envisaged in Section 214 of the Constitution, any committee or member of the Assembly may, in terms of Section 73(2) of the Constitution, introduce a bill in the National Assembly. So it's under Rule 258. Just for information purposes, it doesn't mean where the committee has to initiate legislation, but we do have a right to do so. So if SSA or NYD or anyone comes to us and says, look, portfolio committee, we need these amendments to the legislation, we have the prerogative. Actually, we have a prerogative before cabinet. Cabinet is in a subsequent rule. We have the prerogative to introduce legislation to satisfy those needs if we believe that it should be done.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, it went all out even to look for this room. Kasim, you are very strong on this one. Okay. No. When we meet them, remember the other issue that we discussed was that if time permits, we should visit the complex of Spaces A for them to brief us in the main about their readiness on 2021. And then, of course, they will take us on board even on other issues. But this is a very important project that they are getting into. And we will want an assurance from Treasury that that 2 billion or whatever will not be touched. But the state of readiness is very, very critical. And this what they are piloting on. Yes. So we'll check our parliamentary program and see as to when can we visit Thursday. They are more closer to MOR. What is that hospital?
One
more.
We can also that you're all checking.
We can check it. Honourable Mr.
Did I hear you say we're a journey? I just wanted to check.
Okay.
We dealt with 11.6. I don't think so. And the conclusion.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
go. Otherwise, we go.
Yeah. Okay. We're not going down.
11.6. I've got suggestions to make that the department should improve its internal financial controls and comply with Treasury regulations to address the concerns raised by the Auditor General, if we want to keep that recommendation here. As it's written now, it's a little bit clearly. I'll just repeat it for the...
The department should improve, we remove on.
Yeah, the department should improve its internal financial controls and comply with Treasury regulations to address the concerns raised by the Auditor General. That makes sense. And then, as far as the conclusion is concerned, on the second paragraph, I think it would be better to state in the present tense, because we start in the present tense, like Statistics South Africa continues to play a critical role in South Africa and internationally. Statistical releases give meaning to the evidence-based policy making, decision-making, planning, and allocation of the budget in the country. Currently, the institution experiences funding challenges which hamper the effectiveness in production of the quality, reliability, and timely statistics. The institution continues to exercise its mandate of producing basic statistics under inadequate human resource and financial constraints. Without STATSA being adequately, it's missing there, without STATSA being adequately funded, government will not be able to plan and realize the main objective of the National Development Plan, because as you know, the National Development Plan has many objectives. One of the main objectives of the National Plan, which is to build a capable and developing state. Funding challenges might erode, that's fine, and then to attend to the budget shortfalls before a well-run department.
Experience.
Right. Capture this one. Before a well-run department loses even more competent and capable statisticians, full stop. I don't think we want to come across as having anything against the private sector or anything like that.
Even more competent?
They just lose.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you want to amplify that, you can say competent and capable statisticians to other sectors of the economy, not just the private sector. Because they go all over the place. But I will stop at the capable statisticians full stop.
Okay. No, no, thank you, Honorable Tau, for...
You'll take off the rest of the week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Then, thank you very much. So tomorrow we're meeting at half past 9. Yeah. The venue is like announcement.
We would like to request through you that the concern we think we're meeting at around half past 9 because we still have to go through and do a lot of work. So we are requesting that if we can push it maybe around, I don't know.
There's no sitting tomorrow. No, plenary, no. Plenary is Thursday. So there's a suggestion of time for meeting tomorrow. Honorable Kassim.
Sir, I'm fine with that. I just don't want us to come all the way into Parliament and we don't have a quorum. Can we make sure that we've got a quorum? You can't adopt. I mean, we could make these discussions today. But can we make sure that we've got a quorum? Or if we're not going to have a quorum, we need to be informed. Because otherwise, we're going to waste our time coming into Parliament. And there's no meeting because you're meeting
Okay. So, what time do we suggest we should meet? My friend is saying what? 11. Are we comfortable with 11?
11, 1.5 hours.
You don't have other meetings tomorrow, other committees? All of us who are here, at least. We are, those of us who are here, we form a quorum.
Is that the agreed time?
Yeah, we want to make sure that all of us are here on 11.
At 11, yeah.
Kasim, then Honorable Nuhu.
I just want you to check this on a quorum. Remember, myself and Honorable Lodge are alternates here. We are not voting members in this committee. So I want you to check this thing on quorum. If you count it into a quorum, you'll have a fake quorum. I just want you to check that on quorum.
Check the rules. Honorable van der Waal, can you advise Kasim?
I'm going to my computer now, I'm on double charge.
Okay. If minus the two of you, we are six. Our quorum, is it not? Six?
Yes, six.
Yeah, without the two of you, minus two, I think we are six. Honorable, you vote?
Thank you, Chair. If it is at 11 o'clock, can the revised document be emailed to us before the meeting, please? Because then we don't have to read it through during the meeting. So can it be emailed to us before 11? Will that be possible?
We'll try our level best, Chair, so that at least the report is sent before they come to the meeting. We'll try our level best, but we cannot guarantee that. But maybe it will be, let's say, 30 minutes before time, but not for an hour. But we'll try our level best.
Honorable Nivot?
Well, then otherwise we'll have to read it during the meeting because 30 minutes will not be enough, three documents. So, yeah, we can check it during the meeting, it's fine.
Okay. I think that's all for today. So the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much.
It's available the whole day. Tomorrow we're meeting with us.
After one,
Remember that we were challenging in regard to most of when it comes to enforcement.
You see, our struggle in terms of space and locality is the whole body itself.
All the several ones from, yeah, take this one. We post, we are required to post the ANC wanted to report in the iCloud.
How do we do it?
Not very far, come closer to my
side. Yes, yes, yes.
It's a new phone, eh?